However, there's something much larger at play here. Ellen hesitated, then made a gamble. I need to know what is in your storage cavern. Ellen was rewarded with a slight look of surprise on Yeoman's face, and that was all the confirmation Ellen needed. Yeoman did know about the cavern. Vin was right. And considering that atium displayed so prominently on his forehead, perhaps she was right about what was contained in the cavern. Look, Yeoman, Ellen said, speaking quickly. I don't care about the atium. It's barely of any value anymore. I need to know what instructions the Lord Ruler left in that cavern. What information is there for us? What supplies did he find necessary for our survival?
I don't know what you're talking about, Yeoman said flatly. He wasn't a particularly good liar.
You asked me why I came here, Ellen said. Yeoman, it's not about conquering or taking this land from you. I realize you may find that hard to believe, but it's the truth. The final empire is dying. Surely you've seen that. Mankind needs to band together, pool its resources, and you have vital clues we need. Don't force me to break down your gates to get them. Work with me.
Yeoman shook his head.
There is your mistake again, Venture. You see, I don't care if you attack me. He met Ellen's eyes. It would be better for my people to fight and to die than to be ruled by the man who overthrew our god and destroyed our religion.
Ellen held those eyes and saw determination in them.
That's how it has to be, Ellen said.
It is, Yeoman said. I can expect an attack in the morning, then?
Of course not, Ellen said, standing. Your soldiers aren't starved yet. I'll get back to you in a few months.
Maybe then you'll be more willing to deal.
Ellen turned to go, then hesitated.
Nice party, by the way, he said, glancing back at Yeoman. Regardless of what I believe, I do think that your god would be pleased with what you've done here. I think you should reconsider your prejudices. The Lord Ruler probably isn't fond of Vin and me, but I'd say that he'd rather that your people live than get themselves killed.
Ellen nodded in respect, then left the high table, feeling more frustrated than he showed. It felt like Yeoman and he had been so close, and yet at the same time an alliance seemed impossible. Not while the Obligator had such hatred of Ellen and Vin. He forced himself to relax, walking. There was little he could do about the situation at the moment. It would take the siege to make Yeoman rethink his position.
I'm at a ball, Ellen thought, wandering. I should enjoy what I can of it, letting myself be seen by the nobility here, intimidating them and making them think about helping us instead of Yeoman.
A thought occurred to him. He glanced at Vin, then waved a servant over to him.
My lord,
the man asked.
I need you to fetch something for me, Ellen said.
Vin was the center of attention. Women pandered to her, hung on her words, and looked to her as a model. They wanted to know news from Luthadel, to hear about fashion, politics, and events from the great city. They didn't reject her or even seem to resent her. The instant acceptance was the strangest thing Vin had ever experienced. She stood amid the women in their gowns and finery and was foremost among them. She knew that it was just because of her power, yet the women of this city seemed almost desperate to have someone to look to. An empress. And Vin found herself enjoying it. There was a part of her that had craved this acceptance since the first day she'd attended a ball. She'd spent that year being mistreated by most of the women of court. Some had let her join with their company, but she'd always been an insignificant country nobleman with no connections or significance. It was a shallow thing, this acceptance, but sometimes even shallow things feel important. Plus, there was something else about it. As she smiled toward a newcomer, a young niece that one of the women wanted to meet Vin, Vin realized what it was.
This is part of me, she thought. I didn't want it to be, perhaps because I didn't believe that I deserved it. I found this life too different,
too full of beauty and confidence. Yet I am a noblewoman. I do fit in here. I was born to the streets by one parent, but I was born to this by another. She'd spent the first year of Ellen's reign trying so hard to protect him. She'd forced herself to focus only on her street side, the side that had been trained to be ruthless, for that, she thought, would give her the power to defend what she loved. Yet Kelsier had shown her another way to be powerful, and that power was connected with the nobility, with their intrigue, their beauty, and their clever schemes. Vin had taken almost immediately to life at court, and that had frightened her. "That's it," she thought, smiling at another curtsying young girl. "That's why I always felt that this was wrong. I didn't have to work for it, so I couldn't believe that I deserved it." She'd spent 16 years on the streets. She'd earned that side of her. Yet it had taken her barely a month to adapt to noble life. It had seemed impossible to her that something that came so easily could be as important a part of herself as the years spent on the streets. But it was. "I had to confront this," she realized. "Tyndwill tried to make me do it 2 years ago, but I wasn't ready." She needed to prove to herself not only that she could move among the nobility, but that she belonged with them. Because that proved something much more important. That the love she'd earned from Elend during those few early months wasn't based on a falsehood. "It's true," Vin thought. "I can be both. Why did it take me so long to figure it out?"
"Excuse me, ladies," a voice said.
Vin smiled, turning as the women parted to make way for Elend. Several of the younger ones got dreamy expressions on their faces as they regarded Elend with his warrior's body, his rugged beard, and his white imperial uniform. Vin suppressed a huff of annoyance. She'd loved him long before he'd become dreamy.
"Ladies," Elend said to the women, "as Lady Vin herself will be quick to tell you, I'm rather ill-mannered. That in itself would be a very small sin. Unfortunately, I'm also quite unconcerned about my own disregard for propriety. So therefore, I'm going to steal my wife away from you all and selfishly monopolize her time. I'd apologize, but that's not the sort of thing we barbarians do." With that, and with a smile, he held out his elbow to her. Vin smiled back, taking the arm and allowing him